Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. Let's take a look at some of the news. Tioga Pass, State Route 120 discussion with Yosemite National Park. There's an invitation to attend a Zoom meeting with Joe Meyer, Chief of Staff with Yosemite National Park, to discuss Tioga Pass access through Yosemite National Park. Due to weather concerns, this will be a remote-only option scheduled for Monday, November 7th, 2022, from 2 to 4 p.m. Jeff Simpson, Mono County, is inviting you to schedule a Zoom meeting with Yosemite National Park on November 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. For the link, go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app. Saracoso Community College will be holding informational sessions in both Bishop and Mammoth for the community to learn about the medical assistance programs offered by the college. The sessions will be held on Monday, November 14th from 5 to 6 p.m. in the Bishop campus, room B110, and in room M202 at the Mammoth campus. Designed around a model curriculum established by the California Community College Chancellor's Office for preparation for the state exam for medical assistance, the program provides students with the opportunity to develop the necessary administrative and clinical skills not only needed to be an effective medical assistant, but also to obtain state certification. Special guests will share their own personal journeys through the program. Attend one of the information sessions and find out if a career as a medical assistant is right for you. The sky is the limit at Saracoso Community College. Take flight. Spring 2023 open registration begins November 16th. Don't wait to call an educational counselor today at 760-384-6219.
Okay, we've been driving for hours. I can't wait for Mammoth. I need some food now.
Okay, babe. Bishop's just another 20 minutes.
Well, what's this town? Big Pine? Why can't we eat here?
No fast food.
Ugh, gross. No, I want something fresh and made for me, not for a microwave.
Okay, let me look up Big Pine on Yelp. Oh, wow. Copper Top.
Battery?
No. The number one voted barbecue restaurant in the United States is in this little town.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That sounds great, but I bet the line is like insane for that quality of food.
No way. It says here you can order online and pick it up when you get there.
What's the website? Coppertopbarbecue.com?
Yep. And you know what this means, don't you?
What?
Fast food.
Oh, I'm beginning to rethink this whole camping thing.
Caltrans traffic advisory for the week of November 7th through November 11th is on EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app. Or for the latest information, you can follow Caltrans District 9 on Facebook and on Twitter, or email d9publicinfo@dot.ca.gov. Death Valley decisions made on proposed stovepipe well improvements. Death Valley, California, the National Park Service has released its decision in the environmental assessment of proposed improvements in stovepipe wells and surrounding areas. The proposed actions include upgrades and changes to utilities, roads, parking areas, campgrounds, and buildings. The original proposal to remove stovepipe wells airstrip was not included in the decision document. The proposed projects include replacing parts of the water and wastewater systems at stovepipe wells and immigrant, improve flood control, rehabilitate and interpret the historic immigrant junction, replace stovepipe wells, visitor contact station, and add an adjacent day use area with picnic tables and outdoor interpretive signs, replace the emergency services building, which is too small for the park's ambulance, redesign stovepipe wells campground, which is currently a gravel parking area with only one restroom, improve Mosaic Canyon Road, parking lot, and trailhead. The NPS will consider a range of surfaces to reduce dust and stabilize the 2-mile unpaved road. Some members of the public suggested that Furnace Creek Airstrip and Stovepipe Wells Airstrip should be evaluated in relation to each other. Park staff agreed with the suggestion and proposed to do a more thorough evaluation of pavement conditions, funding availability for maintenance, Timbisha Shoshone tribal concerns with overflights of their village, and pilot preference. This will review options for maintaining each of the airstrip's paved runways, converting them to gravel runways, or removing either or both of them. The NPS has struggled to obtain funding to maintain the paved runways, which are deteriorating. The EA process allows the NPS to evaluate the cumulative effects of multiple projects in the same area. NPS officials say they do not have funding for most of these projects yet. Once each project is funded, architects and engineers will prepare detailed designs. Additional historic and environmental reviews of these designs may be needed before construction begins. And in an effort to beat the storms coming in, Caltrans is shutting down 4 more highways. State Route 120 East on Mono Mills Road on Saturday at 10 a.m. State Route 158 North, north of June Lake Loop on Saturday at noon. State Route 270 Bodie Road on Saturday at 5 p.m. And State Route 168 West at the Aspendale Gate on Sunday at 6 a.m. These 4 highways will join the 3 mountain roads currently under storm closures in Mono County. State Route 120 at Lee Vining, State Route 108 Sonora Pass, and State Route 89 Monitor Pass. For more information on road conditions, call 1-800-427-7623 or go to quickmap.dot.ca.gov. And that looks like all I've got today. Thank you for listening, and as always, I'll talk to you tomorrow.